What's happened? Are you okay?
They've taken my TV, my laptop with all my OU work on it, even the sofa. What am I going to do?
Hold on. I've just got to get up and get dressed, and I'll be there.
Do you want milk in that coffee?
Neil, this is without doubt the worst toast I've ever had. It's black on one side and it's not cooked on the other.
Well, you can do breakfast next time. Hey, did I tell you I was meeting with Rob after work today?
It's Ben. Hello, mate. You're up early. Hey, hold on. What's the matter? You what? That must be a mistake. Look, leave it with me. I'll talk to her.
Trouble?
Ben reckons he's going to the States.
For a holiday?
No, to live.
These eggs are nice, Donna.
Good.
Maybe it's for the best. You know, you're a bit old to be a student, after all.
How is it for the best? Exactly how, Ted? I'm going to be expelled for cheating. And that's for the best, is it?
I'm not saying being expelled is for the best, but really, Donna, sometimes you get these ideas into your head.
Ideas in my head? Yes, I do. Sometimes, Ted, I think that maybe there's more to life than these four walls and running around like a fool looking after you. Sometimes I think maybe, just maybe, I can be something other than a wife and a mother.
Oh, thanks for coming, Cher. They've taken everything.
Bloody hell. You're right. They've stripped the place. When did this happen?
6 o'clock this morning. I wasn't even dressed. They banged on the door. I opened up. They put this letter in my hands and then they forced their way in and started carrying stuff out. They've taken everything.
What about Jade's things?
They left most of those, but they'd all been paid for. There was this really horrible fat pig. He said that I'd better enjoy her company whilst I can. They're going to take her into care, Cher.
We won't let that happen, Katie.
I'm going round to Kelly's. There's no way she's taking Ben to the States to live. I'll see you later.
Bye, Dave. Oh, by the way, I'm getting help with my assignments, which is good news. You don't give a monkey's, because it's not about you. I bet Donna will be interested. Perhaps I'll give her a ring.
I thought I could manage, Cher. I never expected it to come to this.
Oh, you really were stupid signing up with that loan company. How are you ever going to pay them off?
I don't know. Oh, at least they left your toys, Jade. She's starting to really show an awareness now. She loves this teddy, don't you?
She's going to be walking soon, you know that. Well, look on the bright side. At least there's nothing for her to knock over.
There's also nothing here for me to cook on. No fridge. They even took my bed. I'm going to have to sleep on the floor. You're lucky, Jade. At least you've got a cot. Perhaps I can share that.
Look, you can't live here without a cooker or anything. You'll have to come and stay at mine.
Oh, I'll be fine here.
No, you won't, Katie. You're coming to mine and that's final. It does mean you and Jade will have to share the spare room. It'll be a bit cramped, but at least you'll have a bed.
It's not fair on you, though, Cher.
Do you really think I could be happy thinking you were living in a shell of a flat? Are you up to date with the rent?
More or less.
What does that mean?
I'm a couple of months behind, that's all.
Oh, Katie, how many months?
Only two.
Two. That's what, 800 quid?
Well, when you say it like that, it sounds a lot.
It is a lot. Right. Let's gather what you've got left and move to my place. I can't think about what's going to happen next. It's doing my head in.
Neil? What does he want? Hello?
Hi, Donna. I hope you don't mind me ringing at this early hour.
No, of course not. Is it about the podcast thing?
Partly. I wanted to check that you were okay.
Stressed about TMAs as usual, but apart from that, fine. How about you?
Well, you know what? I feel like I've really turned a corner. Before I got the DSA, I was seriously considering chucking it in, but now, well, with all this help, it's going great.
Oh, Neil, that's wonderful news. You must be thrilled.
I am. It's a load off my mind. I don't have to worry about writing stuff down so much. They're providing me with a bloke who types what I say.
Well, I'm very pleased for you.
And what about you? You okay? You know, with all that business?
No, not really. I've been quite upset by it. I can't stop going over and over it in my mind. I haven't touched the course material for a couple of weeks. I sent them a letter apologising and explaining the situation, but I've heard nothing back yet.
Well, that can't be right. Surely there's a statute of limitations or something on this.
It's my fault, really. I didn't write straight back. I took my time to think about it and then wrote at the last moment. So, I think they're still within their rights to keep me waiting a couple more days.
Oh, dear. Donna, look, if there's anything I can do...
Unless you have any friends in high places.
Dave's got his head in the clouds, but apart from that, I'm afraid not. Listen, I've got to get to work. We must talk about the podcasts. Katie's gone quiet lately, too.
OK. I'll be in touch. Bye, Neil.